7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to a very special bonus episode of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast on Terra. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Drax Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is Todd War Machine Fortner. What's going on, man?
Avengers Assemble.
Avengers Assemble. All right, so first and foremost, this is a bonus episode of Skip the Tutorial, but if this is your first time joining us, generally we talk about video games, what we've been playing, the news, and a roundtable. But this is a bonus episode, and we are reviewing the new movie, Avengers Endgame. Avengers Endgame. Just an incredible... We're going to get into that, but I do want to just really quickly highlight spoiler-heavy review starting here in the next moment. If you have not seen the movie, do not listen to this review yet. Go see the movie and then listen to it. We'll stop. Just stop. Stop your iPod. Stop your radio. Whatever. Go see the movie.
People still have iPods,
Frank? I think so. I think people still have iPods.
Bro, we old, I know I'm getting old because I asked the motherfucker the other day they had a phone. I was like, Is that one of them Apples?
You got one of them Apple phones? Is that one of them Androids? Is that one of them droids? Is that one of them C-3PO phones? It just keeps going down the list, naming all the droids, man. I can.
Did we ever talk about the Star Wars trailer?
I think we did a little bit. Star Wars trailer looks good. The Emperor laughed, and I liked it at the very end. Yeah. The Emperor was back. That makes sense.
It's a pretty good trailer. Yep.
I will say the Godzilla trailer was...
Man.
Woo, boy, that looks good. Oh, that looks so good. That looks so good. I'm just saying...
King of the Monsters, man. I'm excited. I got to go see that one in the theaters as well, bro. I know we both. I don't know. I know I'm for sure. Like that 80s in particular, that 70s, 80s run with those monster films, the bunch of Godzillas and the fucking King Kongs, it's my shit. Like that Kung Fu movie era as well. Those is my shit. So it looks like they're about to make that great Godzilla movie with the technology.
And that trailer gave me chills. Yep. Like, man. That trailer gave me chills when they were using What a Wonderful World in the background and, like, this weird piano version of it. Like, just really kind of awesome. And just, like, it's been such a long couple of weeks at work. And, like, just, like, I've been beaten down by life and then going to the movies. I feel this joy and happiness, like, invade my space. And I'm just fighting it off. And then Godzilla happens and I can't fight it off anymore. And I'm just overtaken by happiness because it's just, it's incredible. Like... The whole moment where it's like, we need the one thing to fight them. And then I was just...
Who doesn't love a monster release?
Yes. Yes, a monster release. But it was like, when he's just like that one thing that we're going to use to fight him off. And I was just like, I mumbled under my breath. I was like, Godzilla. Like, I couldn't help it.
Hold up. I was drinking. It was doing, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Really, my nigga?
Like, I couldn't help it. Like, it's just, like, it's such a... I love those movies. And just, like... I don't know, dude. I don't know, man.
Does everybody do that, though, in the movies? I think in the trailer, dude was just like, oh, my God. And the dude in the background said Zilla, but I was like, Zira.
Zira.
Just, anyway, Avengers, bro.
Yes.
It's got to be a good movie if we tripping about the motherfucking trailers.
Okay, yeah. So let's start with just a little synopsis. Okay, so Thanos has won. At the end of Infinity War, Thanos won, snapped his fingers, bunch of people just faded off into existence, and Thanos went to go retire in a garden. And he's like, I'm going to go retire in a garden. And that's where we start. This is like directly after those events. Like, you can tell that they shot them together. You know, you get a feel for when there's some continuity here. And I love the way the movie opens up with old Hawkeye, Clint. Like, just...
Man.
Watching his family, just like everybody wondered, where was Hawkeye during these events? And you find out he's on house arrest, and he's been on house arrest for a while, and he's just sitting there, and his kids just fade off into existence.
That is cool how they did it.
Yeah,
like, he didn't even get a chance to see them. He didn't know what happened. He's sitting there training his daughter. Beautiful scene. He turns around. His sons want fucking ketchup on the hot dog, and they get the mustard, the real hot dogs, and it was just the timing of it was impeccable to start the movie out, I think.
And it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. It's a wonderful, like, but that's where it starts. And the idea is that I know a lot of people had some theories going into this movie, and I love the fact that they subvert all expectations. And we'll get a little bit into that. A lot of people were talking about Captain Marvel coming in and saving the day. Ultimately, I think what happens is a better result the way they actually end the movie. And I think it's setting it up for the next phase and next series of movies that are going to focus more on Captain Marvel as kind of this main protagonist. But the way they do this was just an incredible, emotional, moving experience. And they subvert expectations because you're like, all right, Captain Marvel's going to come down and they're going to go whoop Thanos' ass. And they do that in the first 10 minutes. Like, it is 10 minutes in when Thor cuts Thanos' head off.
It was kind of funny, though, man, because, like, it was it a little weird to you in the beginning where it was just, like, Thanos over here looking like he got a strong arm? He's like, Grandma, strong arm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any stones on it anymore. It's what's been done already.
Yeah.
It's been done. My strong arm.
It was a little weird.
But it was powerful too, though, to see how broken Thor was in the beginning already. Like, he already has been carrying it with him, that failure. So as soon as Thor was just, I mean, Thanos was like, look, I destroyed it. It's over with. Everybody else was like, wait, what? Like, looking for an explanation. And Thor was like, fuck it. Nah, nigga, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Yeah, just swings the axe. Just swings the axe. It's the execution. And it's just this very subversion of expectations because everybody's thinking this big fight's going to go down with Thanos and somehow they're going to reverse it in the modern day. I love the fact that they don't. I love the way that this almost feels like a revisit to the other movies and kind of like chronicling the experience of the Avengers as a team. And, you know, we go back to Winter Soldier a little bit with Bucky coming up, and we go back to the first Avengers movie. And they replay that shot. They replay that infamous, not infamous, but very famous framing shot of all the Avengers that does that 360 circle around them from the New York movie. And it's one of these, I don't know, the way they do it, this is a tribute. This movie is a tribute to, what are we talking about? 12 years. 12 years of work. 22 films all together. Like, It's this very emotional, moving experience. But let's start with it. Let's start a little bit with the review. Todd, let's start with you, man. What are some of your favorite things? How much did you love this movie? And kind of overall, at the end of the day, like, what's, like, let's give it a score. We never do scores, but out of 10, we'll go there too.
Okay, we talked about this earlier, and I'm a caveat. I may change this, and I know we're going to release this late. Because fuck it, we ain't got to be the first ones to do it. Everybody's not going to watch it this weekend or whatever. So we'll do it beforehand. But I'm going to just put a score on it. We never do it. I'm going to give it I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Nice.
I'm going to watch it again. It feels like a 10, though. Because I
really
gave
does.
Black Panther a 10, right? I gave Black Panther a 10 just based on a good movie, especially when you're talking about a superhero movie. Because it gave me the feels, like the choke up. I didn't cry, but it was because I fought those motherfucking tears.
Yes, yes.
you know what I'm saying? No, like I cried at Black Panther. Like Black Panther got me twice. This time almost got me like 8 times though.
Yes.
But it was like a conscious effort to be like, I'm just not gonna do this right now. It's early in the morning, but it's just like, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And that alone, that's like where the 10 is. And then the action in it and the pacing of it is amazing. The 0.5 comes from the one trope of time travel that always is impossible to kind of get around in a serious experience, because it's like, it's certain points where your mind, there's such a suspension of belief where, okay, why didn't you just do this shit before, a certain kind of way? It's certain things.
So you're telling me Back to the Future is bullshit?
But that was beautiful though. Like at first when I thought about it initially, that's where I was like automatically it's a 10. And that's what I'm saying. Like I'll probably watch it again and be like 10 out of 10. But it's something about that and a few other things. Like raw, I mean, yeah, if you're just gonna ask me right now, it's a 9.5. Because of certain aspects of it. Maybe it's Brolin, the actor. What is it, Josh Brolin, the guy that plays Thanos?
Josh Brolin.
Just because he's such a great actor in Infinity War, he was just so good. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to like that he wasn't like the main draw around the movie. But man, I don't know. And I say 9.5, and I might not rate it a 10 right now, but then part of me right now is like, well, but it's the best one. So how could that be?
It's hard, right? It's very difficult. It's extremely difficult. I will say this for people who are going into this movie. If the Infinity War was the Thanos movie, this is the Avengers movie. This is the Avengers movie. This is where the focus is. Thanos is not the focus like he was in the Infinity War. And
what's
this
your rating, though?
Man, I'm with the 10 out of 10. It got me. I'm not going to lie. It got me. It got me hard, too, man. There were moments in that movie where I couldn't help it. And there was a couple of moments, too. And like we said at the beginning, spoiler alert, when the plan works and comes to fruition, and when we see that, yes, the people are back, but they're not showing up quite yet, and Thanos comes back down because, hint, hint, he's time traveled, too, and it's Captain America standing alone against Thanos' entire army, and it's this real situation where you've got this face-off going down, and you see Cap's not going to stop because he's Captain America. He's not going to stop. He's not going to stop till he's dead, and he's going to do this with or without everybody, and then all of a sudden, he hears on his headset. Who does he hear come in on his headset? It's a beautiful moment, right? I mean, should we spoil it? We're spoiling it anyway, right?
Yeah, we're talking about it. We running it, bro. We running it, yeah. But that's because the plan came together. You know what I'm saying? When at that point, Doctor Strange comes back. That's the big battle.
But it's that moment with like Falcon coming in on his headset and talking into it, and then all of a sudden these portals start opening up, and you've got all the Avengers. You've got all of them. And it's just this incredible experience where it just gave me chills.
And this is the thing. The epicness of that battle brought the whole movie together to me.
Agreed.
Because the first half of the movie, if they didn't master tying all of this shit together, it could have been like a 5. Like, it could have went down the shit so real into Hellboy land for a $300 million movie, right? But the way they tied it together, I mean, I think that's part of it, too. Like I said, I have to watch it again. For what they're doing, it's almost impossible to perfect pulling all of that together. But it's like, it felt like they did it.
I feel like they perfected it. I feel like they nailed it. Like, it's just that, like, I don't know, man. It just, the chills I got and the storylines that they wrap up. Because if you forgot about Scarlet Witch, you remember what happened, bro. And she was like, hey, you took everything from me. That moment, too, that got me. When we're talking about the Vision.
When we're talking about, okay, so they killed Thanos. 5 years go by.
Yes, it's
5 years later. And it's literally half, like, it's like barren land. It's looking like the Division 2 out there. Straight up, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
People, Captain America is in motherfucking meetings with
he's in
people
group therapy
in group therapy trying to tell leading group therapy groups like, hey, we gotta move on. Nobody can fucking figure out. There's a loss of hope. Hawkeye's going around fucking murdering people like a crazy madman.
He's gone all like rogue
there, grand as the head of fucking SHIELD trying to figure shit out. Miss Marvel is like Captain Marvel's out thousands of miles away doing her motherfucking thing, you know, probably just causing problems for people that don't like anyway. It's a lot. Like, everybody's just a sense of desperation and lack of hope.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then you have Tony Stark.
Yep.
Who was blessed and got lucky. He got Pepper Potts, got a beautiful little daughter.
Yep.
Out in the country. He told Captain America this was gonna happen. That built that up with the lore through Civil War. And I mean, the fan service in it is amazing. So it's almost hard. I'm trying to take myself out of, like, when you ask me to rate it, I'm trying to take myself out of you know, a person that's seen every movie. Even though my girl, my woman, she automatic 10 out of 10. And, you know, we talked, I was like 10 out of 10, but I had to second step it, and it's an emotional reaction first day. But the way they built the characters, it almost drug along. But when we talking about a 3-hour movie, you know, the pace was perfect because they took just enough. They took the needed time to tie all these loose ends up and layer the story. And it still felt like I didn't know exactly what was going to happen. Like, I was still thinking Captain America was the one that was going to die, right? All the way leading up to that scene that you were discussing with the broken shield. But the way they wrapped it up, or going all the way into, okay, figuring out, and see, that this is where I start to say, okay, like, I could have some, the jokes landed for me, right? Especially like the Thor joke, where Thor is sitting there and he's an alcoholic with PTSD, basically. And
he's
fucking
the big Lebowski.
Like, he's the fucking big. And that was, at first, like, that could be something that could annoy people, but for me, it landed and it was funny. And it also, we talk about that shit all the time. It was more so, like, he's been through so much. He finally had his breaking point, and that's what people do. And he's sitting at the house playing Fortnite with the Krogan and the fucking Beetle and shit, yelling at motherfucking kids on Fortnite, like, I'm goddamn Thor. I'm coming for like, with his beer belly and shit, and, you know, whatever else. And there's Professor Hulk, which I thought would be disappointing as well, because I was more so looking towards World Breaker Hulk or just a powerful Hulk, because he already got his ass kicked in Infinity War. That made me feel some type of way. I wasn't sure how the Professor Hulk would come into play.
Yeah.
But with them needing him for the thing that is like, okay, the time travel.
It's hard. It's difficult. It's just hard. Because it's difficult in any time travel concept in a movie.
The cool thing is how they addressed it, like you were saying.
Yeah, I love how they addressed it. I love how they addressed it. They're just like, put that on the back burner. That's not the point. Like, this is a device we're using to tie this story together. And it's pretty clear that they're very aware of that concept. They even have the Grand Master kind of address it a little bit with, hey, you can't do that because here's why. Here's where all these different, well, what if we bring him back? And he's like, okay, yeah, we'll do that. So let's move on from that. And then they address, I like how they use the time travel idea of using the Atomverse, the quantum realm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The quantum realm.
Or like Netherrealm, quantum realm, whatever.
Yeah, I love how they use the quantum realm.
My
favorite part too is like when, like, my other thing too that I really enjoyed about this movie is they give emotional payouts to all the characters. Like, all the characters get their emotional payout. I mean, you've got Thor meeting his mother. You've got Tony Stark meeting his father. You've got Scott Lang reuniting with his daughter. The only thing I will say that I feel like wasn't wrapped up completely was the whole relationship between Widow and Hulk. Like, they kind of do it, but they don't do it fully. You know what I mean? I mean, they do, but they don't.
I think they did a good job, though. Yeah, I think they did a good job. I think you're right. I think they wrapped it up when he addresses it again at the end, when he's saying, hey, I tried to bring her back.
Yeah, he wished for it when he snapped his fingers.
Like, because he was surprised. We knew from Infinity War what would happen to get the Soul Stone, but they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't have a clue.
I don't know what he could have did. And that, man, Hawkeye, fucking Born Identity, or Born whatever.
Hawkeye gets his emotional payoff. He gets it. Everybody does. Pepper does with Tony. Even Tony's bodyguard. I can't remember his name. But his driver.
I thought John Favreau. I can't remember his name in this fucking.
But he even gets an emotional moment too. They do such a good job with, like you said, the 3-hour time run is necessary. It's absolutely necessary. You have to have it to give every character their emotional moment and their payoff, and to wrap up their side of the story for this Marvel world. I will say my favorite couple of moments, definitely Tony Stark's funeral was just beautiful. Just looking at everybody there, you know, Peter Parker and, you know, all of them. And see, Aunt May was there, like, and just, it was
the way
gorgeous.
They built that up and transitioned it. Like, when they finally said, okay, when Tony says, hey, look, I figured it out. Pepper Potts is like, look, will you be able to rest if you don't do this?
That was,
you
know, a great, saying? You'll be able to sleep, but will you be able to rest? That's a
right,
great,
you know what I'm
question.
Saying? Like, it was like, look, and then okay, the more I'm talking about it, maybe I do like the way that they handled the time travel, because it did make more sense than a lot of, you know, the Back to the Future shit, like, or even the MLK 11 shit that happens. So I don't know, as we're talking, I might change my rating. But the whole way, once we got through that and it was like, okay, now it's go time, and that second half, because it was like a first half where I was like, I don't know, and then I just completely forgot about that, because now we on a mission, we're gonna partner up, we know where these stones are, we're gonna partner up with three different teams, three of the motherfucking stones is in New York, one is in Veermore, whatever, or Marog, I should have wrote the shit down, but you know, and the way they split those up after building the characters, so you know what their motivations are, and it's authentic, and it feels weighted and good already, and then you go into that second half, and the way it ramps up, it's
incredible.
It's, I don't know. That's why people were crying in the film. Like by the time when people started going out and it was definitive, like, that's where, I'm telling you, bro, it was almost, I was in that bitch, like, fighting the motherfuckers, like, nah, because my partner just passed too, not too long ago.
Not right now. This goddamn don't movie. Want this right
he,
now.
He couldn't have made it to this movie because I feel him. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it ties into the beginning with Tony Stark when they were out in space with Nebula. I know we kind of jumping back and forth, people, but it'll come together. You feel me? Feel us. But like, in the beginning, when they were actually, it just came full circle. You know, I think part of this is like, we both just saw it today. We both like have an emotional feeling about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, and even the and it's not the final line in the movie, but having Tony Stark with that bonus scene at the end of Iron Man where he says, I am Iron Man, and that's what kicks off the MCU. And then you get to the very end where it's him and Thanos, and he's ripped the gems off, and he can't carry the stones by himself because he's not powerful enough, but he does it anyway because he knows he's got to do it, whatever it takes, right? And Thanos says, I am inevitable, and Tony Stark replies, I am Iron Man, and then snaps his fingers, and it's full circle. It is full circle at that point.
Right. Because you're right. Because even from, it started with Hawkeye and stuff, but I mean, it starts really with Tony in the spaceship, and he's giving a message to Pepper thinking he was going to die. After building, having one of my favorite little scenes with Nebula playing the little game, you know,
play
what I'm talking
the,
about?
The paper football.
It's just like, nope, that's how you do it, right? To all the way to the end. And it, like, even before he passed, like right when he dies, when his wife, when Pepper comes up after Tom Holland, Spider-Man comes up to him, which actually did kind of get me.
That was a beautiful,
moment.
Infinity War. Yeah.
And it was just like, kind of talked about it a little bit, like I knew you was going to hit me up as soon as you got out. Like, and that's why I was like, fuck, I got to take a nap. I got to take a nap after Whataburger and this. But it was like the Tom Holland, I think it was playwright, because it was obvious like he was going to die. He did the, and I initially, it didn't feel like he was going to die when he did the snap to me. Initially, it was one of them things where I didn't think about it. It was just hard. But then it was just like, damn, he is going to die.
Yep.
Because he's not like, the Hulk didn't die, but that's because it's the Hulk. Like, they explained that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because like,
it's gamma radiation.
Die.
Yeah. And Hulk is.
And like, as soon as I saw, I was like, damn, okay, yeah, he's fucked up. His ears burn off. It's over with. But then when his wife comes over and it's just like, finally tells him, because he's been talking about this since he had the vision, for sure, trying to protect the world. That was the issue with Civil War. That was the issue even in the beginning of this film. And when he's just like, you know, well, she's like, you know, you can rest now.
Yeah, that got me hard, dude. That got me hard.
Oh, motherfucker.
I was sitting there just, I couldn't help it because, you know, there's those moments, and then the moment too, like there's some amazing moments when you find out just how powerful. One of my favorite parts is when you find out just how powerful Captain Marvel is when she's fighting Thanos, and he's got the Infinity Gauntlet in the past, and she is beating the crap out of him, won't let him snap his fingers, and then he headbutts her, and she just stares at him. Like, what was that? Like, what are you going to do to me? And then he figures out the space gem is the only thing that can hurt her, and, you know, uses that. But then it ends with Tony Stark, and that's the only way...
Stone.
Yeah, the Power Stone. And then that's the only way it can end with Tony Stark. Like, the way they wrap, like, that's the moment where you realize that was the way it needed to go. That's the way it needed to be.
I want your opinion on something else, but before we get into that, just real quick. I think it was a lot of little things that tied up the universe. I guess it's getting ready for Disney Plus. Fuck, everybody gonna be on that Disney service.
Oh, bro. I am.
And like with the Loki thing, like Loki disappearing with the Tesseract and things going awry with the plan initially before, you know, to get the, I think it was the Soul Stone.
Yeah.
Not the Soul Stone. The Soul Stone was the suicide scene.
Yeah, the Soul Stone Hawkeye was the other one.
And Black Widow, which was done. That was really good. That was well done. And we talked about that, I think. But I want to hear about your perspective as far as the, because we talked about Tony Stark, but the other main, because that's the main character. It's like you said, it's for me, it's less just all the Avengers, even though that epic scene at the end pretty much brought out everybody, which was dope. You know what I'm saying? We kind of knew people were coming
back. And
then
back, they kind of played past the football with the Infinity Gauntlet. That was really cool.
Dopeness. But like Tony Stark and Captain America, it's kind of more like the focus kind of back on them. Like, I know how you, what the, to, cause I think I cut you off when you first started going off about Captain America. What did you feel about the Captain America story arc within the film?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Not only does he get to save the world and stand by what he thinks he's right, he gets his life back. And that's kind of a beautiful moment is, you know, he goes back in time to bring the Infinity Stones back to where they needed to be, but he gets his life back too. He gets the world back that he once knew with Peggy. Like, that is just really cool, right? Peggy Carter. Like, he gets her back and he gets to grow old with her. And it's just a beautiful thing where, and he passes it on. He passes on the shield to Falcon, and a deserving Captain America, mind you. Somebody who does the right thing and just knows what's right. And I mean, it always goes back to that moment with Captain America for me. And, you know, Tony Stark and Captain America playing the antithesis of kind of one another, both heroes, but both being the, you know, kind of, we're going to do what needs to do to get the job done, whatever it takes, as they keep saying in the field, in the film, you know. And Captain America finally realizes the world is safe and he can, you know, sit there and, you know, really take the time to enjoy his life like Tony Stark says. But it always goes back to that moment where he says in the comics, doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter what the mob say or politicians or what the country decides. You know, we were founded on a principle above all else, that requirement of standing up for what you believe in, no matter what the consequences. And when they tell you to move, you stand like a, you make yourself like a tree beside the river of truth and tell the whole world, no, you move. And it's just kind of a, I don't know. It just, emotionally, it was
Hell Hydra, motherfucker.
Wasn't that a moment? Wasn't that a great moment where he leans in the air? Hell Hydra, because he knows they're Hydra. Frank Grillo's back, even though he goes away later on. And you know what it really is this is the ultimate payoff. This movie is the ultimate payoff. And really, we haven't seen anything like this before in the movie world. You know, we haven't seen movies that are connected like this before that did such a great job. And what is it, Kevin Feige? That guy who's behind all of this really did a good job of making sure that stuff lined up right. And this was incredible. And I don't know if the next part of it's going to be as good. It could be.
We might get X-Men, bro. And you know what?
That's also true.
I'm going to just say it now. Thinking about it, I think I'm overthinking it. Yeah, man, it's a 10 out of 10 for me. I mean, generally, we don't do like movie discussions like this. This is kind of a bonus thing. Like you said, we got to talk about this, bro. We've been waiting on this. Feels like all our lives, motherfucker. But yeah, it's a 10 out of 10. Because if I'm going to go on the same parameters, like Black Panther wasn't perfect in a lot of ways. Like the CG was fucked up. But I still, it's the other reasons why I gave it. And if Black Panther was an impossible job, Infinity War is a possible job of wrapping the movie up. So yeah.
And they did it.
Yeah.
They just 100% did it. They did. They just, it was a beautiful, beautiful experience, man. Like, if you haven't seen it and you're listening to this review because you kind of wanted to know, you know, it was a spoiler review, but it's still worth seeing no matter what.
Like, yeah, go see, I mean, that's the whole point we're putting it out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Go see it. Go see it. Go see it. But that's been this week's bonus edition of Skip the Tutorial, where we've been talking about, I almost said Captain America Endgame. The Avengers Endgame. Definitely go see it. You can find us at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, Twitter at stt_pod. If you agree or disagree with our opinions, let us know. skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod. And as we always do before we sign off, stay humble.
Stay humble.
Humble bundle.